Yeah, never been around a situation where a tower just fell. I've been around radio my entire life, and just, you know, who knows why it happened. The tower had been sitting there for over a half a century at our studios, and it's for 99.3 The Beat, and so that's going to be a little bit of time before we can get that back up on the air. We do have engineers on site that have been able to get 104.5 up, albeit not a perfect signal, but a pretty decent way at least to be able to communicate to the Deltaplex. And I appreciate all our hard work from our engineers. Insurance adjusters are going to be on site Wednesday. Tower crew is going to be here this week, so we're starting the process as fast as we can to get 99.3 tower back up, and that'll also allow us to get signals to our other towers, to the other three radio stations, crystal clear signals when we can get that tower up. But we're trying to put some things together to get all the stations on the air just as quickly as possible. Been very humbled by the outpouring of basically people just saying how they miss us, and they rely on us for their news and information and entertainment too. So our commitment to provide those to all the residents of the Deltaplex will not waver at all, ever. You can get your news at deltaplexnews.com. Luke and Ray King are doing a great job on the website. And now, starting Wednesday morning, you can go to 104.5 FM. And Greg and Will, myself and Will, will be on tomorrow morning from 7 to 9. Floyd Donald, Talkback Live, will be on from 9 to 11. And Billy Coble, who's usually on 98.1 The Hog, will be there for your afternoon drive home. At least that's for the short term, for the next couple of days, until we can get some more signals up. We're working as hard as we can with that. Of course, the power issues across all of Pine Bluff and Whitehall have not helped the situation at all. But I know those guys that are trying to work to get the power back are working hard, and we're looking at some other options for power as well. So hang in there. Really would appreciate your patience, your trust in us, and tuning in to 104.5.